Brilliance Audio.
This Way Out by Tafail Ahmed. Performed by Rohan Rackett. Prologue. This is not a love story, is what I would probably say if I were a middle-class white woman. It sounds cliched, doesn't it? But I guess it's true. I wasn't planning on falling in love. I was too consumed by grief to even think about it. It was a year after Mum died that I met Joshua. A year after the greatest tragedy of my life came the greatest blessing. Funny how life works like that. It can completely knock you on your ass, like you've gone 12 rounds with Tyson, and then lift you up and dust you off as if to say, "We cool now?" No, life, we definitely are not cool. But as far as reparations go, Joshua coming into my life was acceptable compensation. Though I'd still give anything to have Mum back too. Maybe I was being greedy, thinking I could have both. After she died, I was living in pain on a daily basis, unmoored from the world. Life was a haze. I was existing, not living. Where there used to be love, there was now a void. All the love I had ever known was from Mum. How could I continue without her? Sometimes I blamed her for leaving me behind, for leaving me to navigate whatever was left of this life without her. Her voice, her touch, her smell. I blamed her for being so fucking selfish, and then I'd cry for ever thinking so ill of her. Of course, she wasn't being selfish. It wasn't her choice to leave. She would have stayed if she could have. Every day was a struggle, but the nights were the worst. I held myself as I slept, whimpering like an injured baby animal. I tried to keep my cries to acceptable decibels. Too loud, too untamed, and the world would know the broken human being I had become. I tried to keep it together, until I couldn't. My world unraveled quickly after that. Within 4 months of Mum dying, I was completely wrapped in my cocoon of grief and misery. I barely left the house, stopped returning calls and texts, and tried to sleep my way through the darkness that had embedded itself in my brain. At first, my manager, the advertising firm I worked for, was understanding when I needed to take a week off, which turned into two, then three. Once I'd exhausted the compassion in compassionate leave, I just stopped turning up. They held a disciplinary meeting in my absence. Then, a month later, they fired me in absentia. I was asleep when HR called and left a voicemail message. "We're really sorry, but we have to let you go." I didn't care. I'd taken on a new full-time job. Morning. 6 months after Mum's death, I was more like a zombie from The Walking Dead than a human. I hadn't been outside in so long that I was starting to look wan and lifeless. My hair and beard were overgrown. I'd even resorted to eating pot noodles. If it wasn't for Malika, my best friend, insisting I get out of the house and re-engage with life and the living, I'd never have ended up working with her at White Cross Street Bookshop, a quaint little indie near Moorgate Station run by her gay friend Elijah. More importantly, I'd never have met Joshua. My early shifts at the bookshop were easy enough that I could hit pause on morning for a few hours. And besides, few things give me joy like discovering a good book and talking about it with Malika. Huddled behind the till, I read classics I'd never read before.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?